that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. That's today's scripture in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1.
Jesus, I know that you truly are the word of life. I have not touched you with my hands. I have not seen you with my eyes, but I know you in my heart, and I believe, though I have not seen. My heart burns with love for you. My prayer today is that you will set me on fire for the souls of the lost. You died that I might have eternal life. Now revive in me that burning passion, dearest Jesus, to bring others to you who are the word of life. Amen.
Today, think, have you ever encountered someone during your Christian walk who said, if I could only see God, I would believe in him? The Bible says in John 20:29, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. The spoken word of God, of life itself. Yeah, I've never seen the Lord. Oh, I've seen an image of him. Mary and I have been in deep prayer and deep communion with the Lord, and we've seen him standing there. But I didn't walk with him, or talk with him, or watch him hang on that cross. I've heard his voice speak to me. But blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe. Do you fall in that category, my friend?
Today's action. On your knees today, thank God for your belief. Today's treasure is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse 15. But the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land, which I gave to their fathers.